Y'all, we are in November. Like, I don't know if that sounds crazy to you, but the way that this year has just been flying by is a little crazy. But one thing I can say as I reflect on the past few months that we've experienced, all I can just say is thank you, because there's been a lot of things and a lot of things that God's done, and a lot of ways that He's shown up in ways that I honestly couldn't even imagine, in ways that I couldn't even have asked for. So if He's done that in these past few months, I can only imagine what He's getting ready to do in the next few days, weeks, whatever that is, until we reach into 2024. And I know a lot of people are looking at the time and they're, a little discouraged or maybe even anxious about not having enough time to do what it is that they set out to do for the year. But one thing that always encourages me is that God is not bound by time. God can literally shift your situation at the drop of a dime. He can literally cause your morning to go to dancing literally tomorrow. And so instead of focusing on whatever limitations you may have, whether that's lack of time, lack of resources, just begin to thank God for who He is, how great He is, and just start doing whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that you go into 2024 with all the blessings of 2023. We are not accruing anything into 2024. Okay? We don't have time for that. This is the season. This is the time for us to max out on God's blessings. I'm pulling God's hand like nobody's business. I still have all these different goals that I haven't accomplished. Lord, we need to get it together. We need to get some work done. And one thing that I want to challenge all of you to do, and this is something I'm challenging myself to do as well, is that this month, I'm calling it No November. This month is No November. This is the month that we're saying no to the things that do not serve, do not benefit, or don't push us to the purpose or push us to the goals that it is that we were trying to reach and accomplish. And so, what does that mean? That means if we have a goal of buying a house, that means we must save money. So instead of me saying yes to going out to eat, to going to this person's gathering, to doing certain things that require me to spend a lot of money, I'm choosing to say no so that I can work towards reaching that final goal of buying a house and having enough money saved to do so. The goal of this No November is to truly develop better habits and lock on those various goals so that, again, we can be sure that we can end 2023 empty, having accomplished everything that we wanted to execute. So if this is something that you're also going to do, let me know what it is that you're also saying no to. Listen, for me, your girl gotta say no to eating out. I gotta save some money. Your girl is wedding planning. Okay, shout out to my yummy fiance for putting a ring on it. Your girl is wedding planning. So I have to save money like nobody's business. So I'm saying no to a lot of things that require me to spend unnecessary money. And so that's that. Now, before I actually get into today's episode, I have to give you a disclaimer. I have to give you a disclaimer. This episode, I'm coming for necks, okay? I'm snatching edges. It will make you gasp, but most importantly, this episode is to make you reflect on how you can become a better individual. With that being said, I want to pose a question to the community. Just one quick question. Why do you think you have not seen breakthrough yet? Why do you think you haven't experienced the blessing that you've been crying out to God for yet? Why haven't you gotten that promotion? Why haven't you gotten married? Why hasn't the business taken off? Why hasn't dating been successful for you? Why haven't you been able to keep long-lasting relationships? Why? You want to know the simple answer? It's you. The answer to that, to those questions, is it's you. Now, don't get me wrong, there are times and seasons for everything. And I do believe that there are some things that God just has to orchestrate on his own. But one of the things that I heard so strongly for this specific episode is that God really wants us to stop blaming him and waiting on him to do certain things. And it's time for us to start taking accountability for where we are in this specific season. One of the things that God has been speaking to me a lot about is the fact that a lot of people need character development. A lot of people need to work on their character, work on just simply being better people. The truth of the matter is, your character probably sucks, okay? And I'm speaking to myself. The truth of the matter is, the reason why you haven't gotten that promotion is because you're full of pride. Can't nobody help you? Can't nobody tell you anything? The reason why your business hasn't taken off is because you're lazy. You haven't done the necessary steps or the actions to literally get your business into a position where it can take off. Why on earth would God promote you so that you can squander that very thing due to your lack of good habits, your lack of discipline, your lack of humility? God is not that wicked of a God. God is very wise and very strategic. And I know y'all are probably hoping I hoping I would come today, you know, super nice. But listen, today we got to get some things in order. We have to really get our character in alignment so that when we do get the promotion, when we do get, you know, promoted to that next level, or when we do receive that blessing, we'll be able to maintain it. God will be able to trust us enough to know that when he releases that blessings, we will not squander it, but instead we will be able to do what we need to do on a level where people are seeing, so that people then can then imitate what it is that we are doing and know that as we're walking in godly character, as we're walking in kindness and humility and discipline, self-control, and all the fruits of the spirit, as we're walking in these things, now they can then they can, excuse me, now those people can then also try to imitate those things and then begin to walk in the same grace and level that you are also operating in. So many people get to a high status or a high ranking, and then you'll hear that on this, you know, elevated scale, that these people are actually mean. Now that they're in a position where people actually can see them and people can truly see their true character, you'll see that they're actually very arrogant. You'll see that a lot of people really don't want to work for them. I remember I was in California one time and I went to a woman empowerment brunch, and one of my girlfriends, she was an EA or executive assistant working on hand, helping all of the guests who were speaking on different panels. And mind you, I am attending a woman's empowerment brunch. And the one thing that my friend told me, she said, "Tier, I don't understand why these women are up here. They have the worst and nastiest attitudes." You got the worst and nastiest attitudes and up on this stage talking about women empowerment. Do you think that people are going to be empowered by you as a result of that? The reason why we have not reached our blessing, the reason why we have not experienced a breakthrough, is because we keep failing the test. We keep failing the test that is meant to produce our godly character. We keep disobeying God. We keep allowing that coworker to get on our nerves. We keep complaining. We keep being lazy. We're not doing what it is that we need to do. We have to stop blaming God for where we are and start taking accountability. The true reason why you have not taken off is because of you. You haven't posted on Instagram. You haven't written out the business plan. You haven't reached out to your network. You haven't done all these different things. Y'all, stop blaming God for where you are. God said, "I already released every single thing you need. I just needed you to move." God said, "Stop waiting on me. I'm waiting on you, boo. I am waiting on you, boo." So for this week, I really want us to take the time to reflect. And I really want us to just look at our habits and our character. And one of the ways that you can really get some insight on who you are and the type of character you have is by asking people. Think about the things that people have been saying about you. Think about those, you know, comments or points of feedback that maybe a boss has given you where they say, hey, you know, you do great work, but, you know, I don't think that you're a team player, or you're not as detail oriented, or you aren't as proactive when it comes to your business. Hey, I know you seem to make all these different plans, but you don't follow through. Take that time to reflect and literally get down to the nitty gritty. Get face to face with God and be like, listen, God, at the end of the day, I'm sorry. It's been me. The reason I haven't excelled, the reason why I haven't done X, Y, and Z is because of me. So really reflect and take the time to really consider what it is that you need to do, whatever habits, that type of character you need to develop in order for you to exceed on the level that you are indeed praying for, that you are indeed seeking God for, that you want to aspire to. One of the things I'll be praying for this week is the fruits of the Spirit. Listen, your girl, I am working towards patience. And I say that honestly, because we all have areas that we need to work on. And I thank God that he gave us the Holy Spirit to truly help us in these areas. Your girl needs patience. I'd be like, listen, I'm ready to go. Why aren't you getting it fast enough? Why don't I have it now? Which is why I believe that sometimes God takes us through these different seasons where things are delayed to develop that patience and endurance in us. So we need to really cry out during this time and pray for the fruits of the Spirit. And in even practical terms, start thinking about those qualities that person that you aspire to be, that role, that blessing, whatever it is that you aspire to have. Start thinking about those qualities that person carries and work towards that. For instance, let's say you're, again, let's go back to business. You're someone who's really, you really want to be a good businesswoman who is, or a good businessman, who is well known across the globe, who has customers just like selling out. One of the things you have to work on is your customer service. Let's be real. A lot of y'all don't have great customer service. A lot of you guys are not kind. Really take the time to just sit and reflect on the ways that you can just be better. And don't sit and worry, sit and pot, or sit and you sulk in your sorrows. No, this is the time to reflect and act. We have to move. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, there's just but a few weeks left in the year. But that does not mean that there's still not enough time for God to move. I believe that God truly wants to do something in this season. But what he needs from us is partnership in the area of decision-making to where we're deciding to be better when it comes to our character, when it comes to our discipline, when it comes to establishing certain habits. The time is now, y'all. And you know, I'm really big on affirmations because when we decree a thing, we believe that is indeed established. So the only thing I want you to decree is that I am the person that I aspire to be. I am the person that I aspire to be. So you all, I'm excited. I'm excited to be embarking in this No November for the month. I'm excited for us to really take the time to work on our character. And like I said, let me know what it is that you are choosing to say no to. Let me know some of the areas that you really need help on. Let's create a plan. Let's create a strategy. And let's get to business. Now, I know a lot of people in this season have been inquiring about accountability. They need accountability. I offer accountability coaching where we focus on your mindset, where we focus on strategy, where we focus on accountability, the things that are really hindrances and barriers to your growth and your acceleration. We work on these different things. So if you are someone who is struggling in the area of staying accountable to your goals and accountable to God, send a note to us in our DMs. You can literally click the link in the show notes and let's get to work.
Y'all, it's our time, it's our season, but we gotta move. We gotta do what we need to do to make things happen. I love y'all. I'm excited. Let's get to business.
Thank you for tuning into the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra, and I will be serving as your accountability coach as you embark on this journey towards purpose. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to motivate you, and I'm here to make sure that you fulfill the God-given purpose and destiny over your life. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, rate the podcast as you see fit, and let's get into today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by The PM Plug, your one-stop shop for all things project management. So if you're that person who is struggling with productivity, if you're someone who's also been interested in pursuing a career as a PM, if you're even someone who's looking to get a PMP certification, then this is your go-to resource. And if you want to learn more information, click the link in the bio and sign up to receive access to our newsletter and different offerings shortly. Stay tuned for the next episode.